from here. Don't go away when you can take it from here. Why don't you stay and maybe join in the fun now the show has begun?
Yes, Dick Bentley and Jimmy Edwards will be on hand with June Whitfield, Wallace Eaton, and the Keynotes, all inviting you to...
Take it from me.
Time, gentlemen, please, all your glasses, please. Come on now, Mr. Glum. Don't just sit there crying in your brown... I'm not lending you the money, and that's that.
But it's your duty to lend it to me, Tom.
Aye?
If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be needing it.
What?
Fancy giving me a bottle of whiskey for a birthday present.
Well, there's gratitude.
Makes me benevolent.
Benevolent?
Me? Yeah. I want to do good after whiskey. It's awful. Do you know, last Christmas, I had a mere two double whiskeys. You know what I done?
No.
I willed my body to St. Thomas's Hospital.
Oh, dear, it do have an effect, don't it? What did it do to you this time?
Well, I drank half your bottle of whiskey at that birthday party I threw on Sunday evening.
All right.
The following morning, Eth came round to discuss the party with my Ron.
Oh, Ron, wasn't your father sweet at his birthday party last night? So sentimental and affectionate to everybody. Oh, and when he got up on that chair to make that speech, didn't you think it was moving?
It was, Eth. It's got a wobbly leg.
Not the chair, Ron, what he said. Oh, beloved, do you know, I had tears in my eyes. That's unusual for me.
Why, where do you usually have them?
Ron, I mean when he told everybody what he was going to give us for our wedding present. A 7-day honeymoon at any place in the world we like to choose at his expense. It staggered me, Ron. I'd have thought that was the last thing he'd do.
It was the last thing he did, Eth. Straight after that, he went green and fell flat on his face.
Because he'd been taking little sips from Mr. Ted's present? Because I'm not having that, Ron.
Nobody's having it, Eth. He won't let go of the bottle. When we put him to bed, we had to pull his shirt off over it.
I'm sure that his offer came from the heart. And now it's up to us to tell him there's only one place we want to spend our honeymoon. Paris.
Paris.
Paris in the spring.
France.
You and me together, strolling hand in hand along the boulevards. Well, let's let Mr. Glum know right away, shall we? Right now. Is he in the kitchen?
No, Eth. He's still face downwards on the bed with the blinds drawn.
Oh, old lazy bones. Well, give me the broom, Ron, and I'll bang up on the ceiling and wake him. Mr. Glum! Wakey, wakey!
Stop it! Stop it! Stop it, for pity's sake! Stop firing them cannons! Oh, my head!
Oh, Ronnie, he doesn't sound quite as jovial this morning.
Oh.
Never mind. He'll cheer up when he hears what we've decided on. I love Paris in the springtime.
When it's raining.
I love Paris in the fall.
When it's raining.
I love Paris. Why, oh, why do I love Paris?
Because it's raining.
Please. Oh, please, that singing. It's going through my head like white-hot shrapnel.
Glum, how are you?
Oh, my head, oh, Ron.
Yes, Dad? Oh,
ring up St. Thomas's and tell them that I'm ready if they are. Very deleterious indeed. Oh, the throbbing. Be loving and gentle with me, Eth. I may come apart in your hands.
Oh, no, you won't, because we've got some news that'll make you feel much better. We've decided to go to Paris.
Well, don't slam the door as you go out.
Oh, Mr. Glum, for our honeymoon.
Oh, very nice, very nice, very nice indeed, very nice. Where are you going to get the money for that, then?
The Don't tell me you've forgotten the speech you made at the party last night.
Party?
I can remember every word.
Oh.
I feel it is incumbent upon me to do something for my son and his delightful bride-to-be.
Sloshed, I must have been.
I therefore offer them as wedding gift 7 days honeymoon in any part of the world they may choose.
I said that? Me? Oh. Me? Nowhere, never.
Oh, yes.
Not in a million. Wait a minute. What was I drinking?
You still got the bottle in your hand.
Have I? Ron, be a good son and lift me left eyelid for me, will you? Now, let's get it in focus and see what I was... Whiskey. Oh, whiskey, the arch enemy. Now I understand all. I've been doing good again.
Mr. Glam, you're not backing out of your promise.
Well, now, if backing out's a very harsh phrase, it all depends on... Now, tell me, were there any independent witnesses to this alleged promise of mine?
Oh, the family.
Oh, lummy.
Your family and my family. Oh. They were terribly impressed by your generosity. They all cheered, didn't they, Ron?
Yeah, they did, Dad. And then when Mum and I came forward and carried you out of the room, they sang, "He's a fine old English gentleman."
Must have been a very elevating spectacle. Well, of course, with all that shower as witnesses, well, I've had it, haven't I? But, I mean, Paris, cool, love it. I mean, that'll cost me nigh on 50 quid.
Well, if we'd chosen the other honeymoon places, it'd have cost you twice as much. Ooh, places like Capri or Rome or Majolica.
Yes, but on the other hand, as you might say, if you'd chosen Grimsby, it'd have cost me nothing.
Grimsby?
Yes, I've just recalled I got a second cousin up there who'd put you up at his cottage for nothing.
Grimsby?
Yes, and what's more, there'd be no fares to pay. He has to bring the lorry down here twice a week, you see, so that he can deliver the fish, you see.
Oh, yes, Seth, that sounds much better. Bags, I sit with the driver.
Yes. He's going to sit with the fish, no.
Oh, well, he'll
sit with the driver every time.
Stop it, you two. How can you possibly compare it? Golden Arrow to Paris or fish lorry to Grimsby?
Well, it's only a manner of speaking, isn't it?
Mr. Glum, you definitely said it'd be the place of our choice.
Well, I'm not going to go back on that. All I'm asking is, consider your choice. I tell you what. Let me find out a few things about Paris on your behalf. Strictly on your behalf.
Well, Mr. Glum, I know you've gone to a lot of trouble, but, well, I didn't see that in the papers, did you, Ron? Did you read that bubonic plague is raging in Paris?
No. I didn't see the other thing Dad mentioned either.
What other thing?
That the Eiffel Tower has got dry rot. Any minute it could topple down on some sightseeing honeymoon couple.
Well, don't look at me as though I'd made these things up. It don't make no difference to me where you have your honeymoon. Paris is a very lovely city. Oh, I mean, no. I admit that. I'll hand you that. It just seems eccentric to go on the continent for honeymoon. I mean, I remember before I was sent over there with the army, we had a pamphlet where they told us to boil everything before we touch it. Well, I mean...
Oh, Mr. Glum, that was years ago.
It still appertains.
Oh, no, I'm sure if you ask anybody who's been there lately...
Hey, wait a minute. Someone who's been there lately.
It's on their honeymoon.
On their honeymoon, yes, of course. Yes, that's it.
Dad, why are you rubbing your hands?
Well, I just had a very happy thought, my son. Just a happy thought. I love Grimsby in the springtime when it's pouring.
Well, Mr. Glum, I cannot think what that happy thought could have been. I can't, honest. I think your mind must work faster than mine.
Well, Ted, it's very kind of you to make that admission.
Yeah.
I'll say this, unreservedly. Comparing my mind with yours... It's like comparing a fine old Stradivarius with the work of some lesser painter. You give us another brown and I'll tell you what the brilliant notion was.
That's right.
What made me rub me hands. It was your nephew, Sid Oakes.
Young Sid, the amateur dramatics fiend.
You bit the nail right on the box. I worked it out, you see. As Ron and Ethel never met him, I was able to offer him the part of his career.
What part?
Ah, you see, the part of a young husband who has but recently returned from a honeymoon in Paris.
have a cup of tea, Mr. Oakes? It's very nice of you to drop in like this. You sure you won't have a cup?
No, thanks. I only drink wine now. But as I was saying, marriage. That's just a formality to the French, you know, just a word.
Oh?
Romboy, I must say, I envy you. You're going to get your eyes open, chum. Them mademoiselles, they got bags of ooh-la-la.
Oh, I've never had a bag of that.
Oh, yeah. I'll mark your card for you, son. There's a nightclub called the Sexy.
Oh.
And they come on, these girls.
Yes.
And they're as near as I am to you.
Yes.
And Ron,
yes,
without a word of a lie, from there to there, starkers.